pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our village board meeting. Thank you for joining us. Call the meeting to order. Take roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Denrick.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Dennis.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Regarding the agenda, we want to move number 15. We will move that to our next meeting on May 17th. And are there any other modifications to the agenda? Okay. Should we move number 9 up? Okay, we'll move number 9 up to 5, 4A. Anyone else here for me? Okay, any other modifications to our agenda? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to adopt the modified agenda? Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. Walk to Cure Arthritis, which is a recurring event at Green Isle Park on May 14th. If you would like more information, you can go to walktocurearthritis.org. It is obviously, or maybe not obviously, but it is an event to help raise funds to support research on arthritis. The group has currently raised $23,000, and their goal is to raise $60,000. So if you'd like to donate and support and or register for the event, you can go to walktocurearthritis.org. On Friday, May 20th, we will have, there's a notice that the assessment roll will be open for examination for the Village of Alloway.
No, anyone okay. That has any questions.
Okay. Anyone that has any questions regarding the assessments can go to our website. If there's an item on there, or contact our village clerk. This week, the week of May 1st through 7th, has been proclaimed as Thank You, Debbie Week. As the week to recognize our municipal village clerks or municipal clerks and to thank them. So I will read this from the governor of the state of Wisconsin. Whereas the office of the municipal clerk, a time-honored and vital part of our local government, exists throughout the world as the oldest profession among public servants. And whereas the municipal clerk provides professional connections between the citizens and the governing bodies and agencies at the local, county, and state levels. And whereas municipal clerks have pledged to be ever mindful of their neutrality and impartiality, rendering equal service to all residents through transparency and accountable government practices. And whereas the municipal clerk processes and distributes all agendas and actions of their governing body, serves as the official record keeper for the municipality, issues licenses and permits, facilitates the annual board of review and municipal redistricting project, attends various meetings of the municipality, and serves as a resource center on functions of the local government and the community. And whereas the 1,853 municipal clerks and 72 county clerks contribute to election administration by attending required training and dedicating themselves to providing fair, non-biased, non-partisan, and accurate elections in Wisconsin. And whereas municipal clerks continually strive to improve the administration of the responsibilities of the Office of the Municipal Clerk through participation in education programs, seminars, workshops, focus groups, and annual conferences across Wisconsin. Now, therefore, I, Scott Walker, Governor of the State of Wisconsin, do hereby proclaim May 1st through 7th, 2016, as Municipal Clerks Appreciation Week throughout the state of Wisconsin, and I commend this observance to all of our citizens. In testimony thereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the great seal of the state of Wisconsin to be affixed. Scott Walker, Governor. In the village of Alloway, we have been blessed to have Miss Debbie Bainan serve as our village clerk for many years. She's been employed by the village for 26 years. And how long have you been the clerk?
Since 2007.
So, Debbie, on behalf of the village, thank you very much. Okay. The Wisconsin 57 Riverside Drive resurfacing project has been moved up a little bit to avoid any overlap with construction of the Webster Avenue Bridge, which is taking place this August, I'm guessing. So the north side, north of 172, resurfacing of Riverside Drive will start in late May and be concluded by July 1st, at which time they will move south of 172 and resurface Riverside Drive and be done by the end of August. I have one other... Trustee Green, yes?
Just a couple other items on that. The general contractor is Northeast Asphalt. They'll be sending a letter to the residential properties along Riverside Drive and up each of the connecting streets for a few homes to notify the residents. There will be a communication from the DOT, a letter from the DOT to all the businesses along Riverside. And there's going to be an informational meeting here Monday, May 16th at 2 o'clock for the businesses to attend and talk about coordination with that project and the impact on their businesses. So that's two things that are going to take place to help improve the coordination of the project. And the project kickoff meeting is the 17th, which we will be attending, which involves us in terms of coordination with other things that are going on. So that's the schedule of events that will take place. The actual construction starts the 23rd of May.
Okay. Thank you. Trustee Green.
I have a whole separate one. History Treasure Tour is May 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. Heritage Hill will be on it with special tours of the Cotton House, but then also the Historic Alloway Society will have a tent behind the Mariner Motel alongside the trail to showcase Alloway history because they don't have a building yet. Hopefully soon. So, but that's going all over the place. That's also National Railroad Museum. It's Hazelwood House. So if you have an interest in history, it's a great way to get to know several different locations that evening for free.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Trevor?
I just want to remind everyone of the event we have going on next Tuesday. I believe all the board members got a release in their boxes, but it's an open house at the community center. Both the community center and the pump house on Green Avenue were recently listed to the National Register. And so Tuesday, residents will have an opportunity to kind of walk through that building at 5:30. And we'll have a dedication ceremony where we have a plaque at 6, and then a representative representative from Wisconsin Historical Society will be there afterwards to kind of answer your questions and kind of go through the presentation on the importance of having your home listed on the National Register. So everyone's welcome to attend.
Thank you. Chris, did you have something? No? I have one other announcement, and that's that the Public Works Committee meetings are moving from early Thursday mornings to Wednesday evenings at 5:30 p.m. on the Wednesday in between the first and second Village Board meeting of the month. Okay, we're doing that to increase the opportunity for Village residents to join us and to learn more about our great Public Works Department. Okay, any others? Hearing none, we will move on to public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the board regarding anything that's not on this evening's agenda? Judy?
Judy Pope, 2375 Riverside Drive. Just a brief question. When we start the resurfacing on Riverside Drive, is there any chance that the work on Miramar Drive is going to be finished by that time?
No.
No? Do we have any indication of when that's going to be done?
I would have to check on it. I'm not sure what the contractor's schedule is yet. We haven't gotten an official schedule from the contractor on how he's planning his work.
Okay. It's just going to be rather a mess, I guess, on that particular corner. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Matuzak.
The items I have are two, and they're on the agenda. How do you want me to do it? Address them now at the open forum?
You can address them when they come up on the agenda.
Okay, the 20 and 21.
Duly noted. Our county supervisor.
Hello, I'm Joan Brusky at 2568 South Webster Avenue. And I'm the new county supervisor for District 14, which is about two-thirds of Alloway. And I've been assigned to the Human Services Standing Committee of the county. So I'll be going to those regularly every month in addition to the county board meetings. So I've been going to some extra meetings, et cetera, and I just thought it might be good for me to give you a little report once in a while on things that are going on in the county. And if you have a chance to read the newspaper today, you might have seen that Sheriff Gossage has suggested that we might spend as much as $22 million on in addition to the county jail. And it kind of fits in. And I went to a public safety meeting yesterday, so I was there when he was talking about that. So I just thought that I might mention a few things that's going on in the county that you might not be aware of, that I could maybe update you on anything you know you have interest in the future. But one of the things that fits in with the new jail addition that might happen is that we have four treatment courts in the county, which you may or may not be aware of. And so I just thought I'd give you a little. I was going to tell you more about them, but it looks like the agenda's kind of long. So maybe we can talk later more about them individually. But the first treatment court was started in 2009, and that's a drug court. That has had quite a bit of success. I think there are 32 graduates of that. The next one that was started was NEW Veterans Treatment Court, and that was started in 2012. And that, too, has impacted a lot of lives and has had some great success rates. The more recent treatment courts. The last two are the heroin court that was started in March of March 26th, actually, of 2015. And that was in response to the increase in the heroin opiates usage and kind of a crisis situation in many counties in Wisconsin. And then the fourth one is the mental health court, which was also started in March of 2015. And at the Public Safety Committee meeting in April of this year, Judge Zeidmiller gave a report on especially the mental health court, and he is really excited about it, and he says that it is one of the most rewarding things that he has ever done. And so I have a complete report that I could give you individually, or at another time I could, you know, give a more full report on it. But the purpose of these courts is partly to help with the population at the jail, to, you know, keep it down. Also, though, to impact the lives of these people, that to make them productive members of society. And some of these people are just really struggling, so they meet every week. I think it's 8 o'clock on Friday mornings. And so they just take them individually, and they've just been doing a great job. So I have my card if anybody wants. I gave some to Brad Lang if you would like my email address. And if you have any topics you'd like me to discuss in the future, that'd be great. So any questions or anything else?
Any questions?
Well, I intended to give you much more, but I see that the agenda is so long that it would be kind of fun.
If you do have that report in electronic format, I would be interested.
Yes.
Okay. I don't, but I think that it's possible. I have just a paper copy.
Oh, that would be fine. Do you have it with you? Or
I could make copies for you. So do you want just one, or does anyone else want
share?
Yeah. I can scan it and forward it.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. All right.
Thanks, Joan. Thank you very much. Okay, we are now on to item 4A. Do you have it with you? Is Carol Ewald with us? Carol, could you come on up? Oh, I almost did a bad thing again. Just hold on 1 second. Do I have a motion on this issue? Trustee Harris.
Moves to approve resolution 2016-12.
Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All in favor, signify
aye.
By saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.
Mic check. Resolution 2016-12, Village of Alloway. Be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to thank Carol Dewell for serving on the Board of Appeals since May 2nd, 2006, and to honor Ms. Ewald with a resolution and certificate of recognition of her excellent service to the community. Passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway this third day of May, 2016. Thank you very much, Carol.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your service to Alloway. We hope you won't be a stranger.
No, no.
Would you like to address the community?
Well, the only thing I have to say is I really have enjoyed my time. If anyone has a question about serving, I'd be happy to talk to them. I have a much better appreciation for the value of our village, and also the hard work it takes, and the imagination, and the dedication of all the people who serve in small and big ways, and also in keeping with the recognition of Debbie. I want to say that over the course of my service, Debbie has just been a wonderful clerk, and I've appreciated her efforts and enjoyed working with her. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Moving on to item number 5, creating...
I'm sorry. No, I'm on the wrong number. Oh, boy.
Moving on to item number 5, action regarding creation, section 11.04K of the Zoning General Provisions to establish exterior lighting levels, schedule public appearance hearing from March 15th. Do I hear a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Could we have Mr. Roberts talk first regarding that?
We can. Mr. Roberts.
I'm right here.
Would you like to fill us in on this, please?
As I spoke last time, Deputy Mulder and I received a couple of few calls about people directing their lights into other people's yards and specifically through windows and stuff, like most of the security light.
You have to talk in the microphone. I can't hear.
Deputy Mulder and I received a few calls about light trespass, which is called, where people are directing their security lightings, especially with new LED lightings that people are buying, directing the lights in people's windows or so much into the yards that somebody can't sit outside and it's bothering them. I took this ordinance, which I've had from Ledge U over to here. Last meeting, I'll ask to kind of tone it down a little bit or try to get it where people can understand a little bit better. As much as I could, I did that, trying to help people understand possibly what there was good wattage and illumination, CFL lights, LED lights, try to show them how the brightness of the lights. And I had a little paragraph I added in there about how far the 150-watt light bulb would shine so far. I know it's not perfect. I've talked to a lot of light experts, and they said it's very hard to try to explain lighting. They said it's almost like, trying to explain somebody radar. You know, they know what it is, but try to explain to them how it works, what it's doing is a little bit different, same as lights. The thing with this is it's a tool for me to use. It's not so much that, I'm going to run around looking for people, you've got light that's going over somebody's yard unless there's a complaint. And again, we do have light meters, which I've used several times. I've been using this for about 4 years over in Ledge U. Whereas letting people know that, you do have too much light going over the neighbor's yards, or no, you do not. It's worked over there so far, and I think it can work here. Because I know Deputy Bogan and I went over to a few houses, or two of them, and we've explained to the people the best we could. We actually moved their lights to show them that you can't shine your light directly in this guy's backyard. The third complaint, I think the neighbor actually went over and talked to the person because I hadn't heard back from them. But this is just something that's just a tool for us to use to try to stop anything from happening to others.
Okay, thanks. Do I hear a motion on this end? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
And a second. Trustee Dart.
This is to schedule a hearing.
Well, the hearing.
Okay.
Any discussion? The one sentence in here helped me when you said spotlights and floodlights must be aimed so that they don't shine across property lines. That makes sense.
But that's the spotlight part of the light.
That's the spotlight part. Not
the spillover. Okay. Spotlight part of the light.
So we're not talking about spillover, we're talking about the spotlight.
Great.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 6, action regarding memorandum of understanding with New Eye. Do I have a motion on this item? Let's suspend the rules and ask Mr. Lang for further information.
The memo that I did prepare for the board
was also shared with Brian from the county executive's office, and those issues were all addressed. So the new memorandum of understanding should have everything covered. I've spoken with our attorney, and he certainly is fine with how it reads now. A lot of the recommendations did come from Attorney Duffy, as well as the communication between Village of Howard and Eschwaben and myself. So we're fine with how it reads. There are a couple questions. As you do read through it, it does state that 30 days after signing the agreement, payment is due. So that's another issue that you do have to address sooner than later, as to whether or not it is truly going to be the excess sales tax money that is going to pay for this first year. We will be bringing back, as soon as we have final numbers on the infrastructure that we need to do for the Village Hall itself, if we want to live stream our meetings or even broadcast them at a later date. We have currently, there is the advertisements out for bids for connecting us to the fiber optics. So all that does play together. Fiber optics, connecting to the fiber optics is a good thing regardless, and it was something that we did budget for. The new eye has been something that's been discussed since August, or roughly around August of last year. And again, it was decided that if we were going to move forward with it, we would be utilizing the stadium tax funds the first year of the lease. The Village of Howard did pass this last week. Eschwaben has it under agenda later this month.
So time sensitivity of this issue, it's not something we need to do tonight necessarily?
Certainly. If we're going to do it, I guess it's either we do it or we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Delaying it isn't going to change the dollar figure that we're asked to contribute to it. There are the opportunities right now to start creating some PSAs, but again, we're not connected to the fiber optics, so for us to share those with Brown County, we probably have to just give them our CD or whatever you call it these days. But at least I guess I'll call it a VHS.
Beta.
Right. So I guess the question is, if the board is truly interested in doing this, this is the opportune time to probably start to move forward, that at the next meeting in May, we can have the resolution available for the funding mechanism, or the first meeting in June even.
Okay.
Is there a deadline for us to have this signed?
Not at this point, no.
So is there any advantage of doing that right away or waiting so that we have more than 30 days? Can we prolong it?
You can, but again, the dollar figure is still the same.
Correct. It's just the timing. But before we can get any use out of it, does the contract start the day we sign in?
According to the memorandum of understanding, correct.
And is there anything holding us up? Can we start making use of it immediately, or are there other things that have to be put in place before we can make use of it? Because shouldn't we have the other things in place before we sign? So then it extends our...
Yes and no. The yes is we can start to utilize New Eye. We need to educate the public as far as what it is. What we can't do right now is live stream any of our board meetings. But we can start to create the PSAs and start to get those out on the web, start to educate residents, whatever it is, the PSA that we're trying to do, whether it's light spillage through the new ordinance or any other common ordinance violations that we deal with, events in the parks, promote, you know, promote the TIF profit, the TIF development. So there's a lot of things that can be done right now.
So we really, when we sign this, then we can start creating our PSAs. We can't start creating those until it's signed.
Correct.
And then we can start using that part of it.
Correct.
And worry about the streaming later.
Right. We could videotape our board meetings right now, and then they would be tape delayed.
Okay. When will they start broadcasting?
Trustee Dennis, do you know?
The question really becomes, when will we be ready with our facilities to have the equipment to be able to do that? They have the capability of doing it now. However, we are not connected to them, and so there is no live feed from the village hall to them. As Brad said, we literally would have to take an 8-track tape. And to them to be able to have it broadcast. They could take almost anything we feed them, we give them, and they could put it on now because it exists.
So if I go to Time Warner Cable and
that
go
channel,
to Channel 4.
That channel exists.
Channel 4 is our station now.
It will be a part of that, yes, along with the other community members and the other programming that's on there.
So that's all in place. If we gave them something to broadcast and I went to Channel 4 today, Time Warner Cable, we would see our programming and no one else's.
No, we would see other people's as well, depending on if we had specific times set aside for us, which is something we have to talk about at a different date. We have to sit down. The commission has not met again to sit down and actually work out programming schedules. However, there will be specific times when we will be available and the good times for people to be able to see them. They'll also be available on demand.
So the perceived greatest value is communication about what's going on in the village or whatever?
Yes.
Will there be opportunity for paid advertising on there?
They are going to have some advertising that they will be handling that will be complementary to the system and will not compete with any of the municipalities. As a way to try and generate additional funding. As of this point in time, they do not have any of that in place. They do not have anyone to go about doing that. There is no, other than if someone picked up the phone and called them and asked if they could have something placed out there, it would then have to be reviewed by the commission to make sure there are no conflicts.
And the annual fee would be the $16,800 each year? That's the startup cost, and then the annual fee roughly the same?
It's 10% of the yearly franchise fee. So if our franchise fee went up or down, it would be based on that.
Mr. Lane?
As well as more members join, the costs are spread out. So that's another way that the cost could go down or should go down in the future. The other question or answer to Trustee Gamrich was paid advertisement, because it is a public service station, you cannot have paid advertisement, is the sponsorship.
Right, it would be similar to what you would do if you watch public television.
Correct.
That's basically the essence, and that's why it has to be approved by the commission and by the county at that time.
So just out of curiosity, is there any plans for what happens when cable goes the way that you track?
At this point, no.
Like more and more people I know are dumping cable for streaming and other things and not necessarily having cable. So what do we do as all those franchise fees for all of our communities go down and how is it going to be? Just a thought.
I think that fee would be tied to, once again, the fee associated with the number of subscribers that goes with each individual municipality. So the fee would actually reflect and go down.
Right, but once cable, because I don't hardly know anybody with cable anymore, but as the
subscribers go down for cable, so does the fee.
Right, but we still have to have total dollars to maintain this project. So the grand sum at the end still has to come from somewhere. So how are they going to, you know, if everybody's cable fees are going down and down and down and...
No, I hear what you're saying.
Then they'll come...
What do we turn to for funding mechanisms?
Well, part of what they said was they were going to continue to try and get additional grants to be able to run the program. And also, guess you could call it their public service advertising. It's comparable to what you see on public television. Is the other additional stream of funding that they'll be working on, but that at this point is not active.
So, do I have a motion on this?
No, I have a clarification question. Brad, when you were talking through, you said how it would be funded. You were saying it would be funded through the sales tax refund pool of money. I think that's one item, one possibility that's been discussed, but we have not, in my understanding, we have not agreed to use that money. So I want to make sure, either I'm misunderstanding or that there's clarification on that, because that's the way I heard you say it, Brad, that I want to make sure I understand it up here.
I hope I understand it. That it was during budget time is when this was brought to the board, and it was decided not to put it in to the budget, that's how it would be funded. It would be through the stadium tax, and you can pull that out for clarification, but that's how I understood it.
I heard it as it's a possibility. We would be able to use the general fund money at the time. All we really knew about was the $16,800. We didn't have all the other costs that are from, correct me if I'm wrong, closing in on probably about $40,000.
Pretty close.
So that's, again, for my own clarification, and if I was wrong, I wanted to see if there was nods of heads or shaking of heads. Looks like everybody is on the same page with that has not been finalized.
Okay. It's not been finalized, and then we initially talked about that when we were in the small conference room when Brian and Troy came in and talked with us, and we actually discussed it at that time in regard to different available avenues for funding. Our franchise fees are put into our general fund. I mean, they aren't cut out or recognized as anything other than just the funds that are mixed in. And no, we did not make any decision at that time, but that was just the general direction of what we talked about.
Okay. Do I have a motion on this item?
I would motion that we approve the memo as presented with the changing in the correction of the word Bruin to Brown, B-R-O-W-N, copy. And on the first page, first paragraph, second line, as presented.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? Trustee Dart.
I would just like clarification. I just would like us all to be aware of termination and exactly how that would work if we decide to terminate this.
Termination would be the effective date of notification is December 1st, letting them know that we would be discontinuing the next year's session of programming and or funding, and it would go before the commission to recognize it.
So if we decided to terminate it after we just started it, because we're almost into a half a year, as of December 1st, then it would terminate after the 12-month period, which
right.
would be coming around again about this time.
Actually, when Brian was here, if you recall, he had asked that we take the calendar date, because the effectiveness of our getting things in place due to our inability to be able to put the hardware in place was such that he wanted to make sure that they had one full year of our commitment to the program. However, at that time, I said that I believe that we should be able to have the right to terminate after a year and on a year-to-year basis, depending on how we felt we received any value in return from what we had been distributed. So it is a clear ending specific times and specific days. But our commitment was for 1 year, and that was part of the sales pitch that Troy made to us when he came in.
I missed that. I was called out of that meeting.
One recommendation
there's a typo in paragraph number 2 under purpose. It says Brown County by providing centralized. I think that should be centralized. On page 2, paragraph number 2, purpose, under now therefore, second line, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth word. And I'm excited about the opportunity to improve communication. I'm concerned about some of the things in this agreement, one of which is they admit that they've been late in getting this together, and I'm personally not convinced that if we gave them something today that we'd be on air. And if I can be guaranteed of that, that's at least one thing. Secondly, I'm not real comfortable with them saying that due to the delay in production for the first quarter of 2016, but with the understanding the formation and infrastructure development was ongoing, which was at the cost of Brown County, supposedly, an additional limited benefit to be determined by BCI Board of Directors will be extended to the municipalities for the first quarter, but we don't know what that benefit is. I would suggest they give us another 3 months for free. Or, I'm not real comfortable paying for something being late, because all we're doing is supporting something being late.
And I have brought up that concern, believe it or not. Okay. It is something that, because although I am in favor of us being able to communicate better, I'm also very wary of, first of all, spending any money that we don't have to and not getting anything back out of it. Mm-hmm. And I am not willing to make a long-term commitment to any of this, because I don't feel it is a 100% strong foundation that's been built so far. They know this. I'm not talking out of turn. Mm-hmm. I've been fairly upfront about all of this. And basically put their toes in the fire and said, you know, guys, if you're going to do this, let's shape up, be professional, and do the job.
Right.
And, right. They are, at times, they are floundering, which doesn't give a great deal of
great sense of security.
Yeah, good security or feelings about it, you know. And there's all kinds of ways, you know. Failure has, you know, success has a thousand fathers, and failure is an orphan. But they seem to be dodging the issues and blaming other people. They say the names of all the things that they have that they're going to bring in and do. And I'm like, that's all well and good. You know, the proof is in the pudding. Let's see it.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with. I mean, everyone's learning, mm-hmm. going through this cycle, including Brian, who's running this mm-hmm. thing. But let's admit what we don't know and maybe change the timetable a little bit. Mm-hmm. My question regarding payment is, somewhere in here I read that we, page 3, paragraph A, the payment amount, approximately 10%, identified as PEG funds, is due to NUI within 30 days of the beginning of each new fiscal quarter to align with the traditional payment of cable providers. So we're not paying them $16,000 up front. We're paying them quarterly, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's the way they have it laid out.
So we're not paying $16,000 this calendar year. We're paying $4,000 from the quarter, for the second quarter. We're not paying anything for the first quarter, correct?
We're supposed to parallel with the payments that we would, because the system is set up to be based on the franchise fees that are paid to us and the funding coming from those fees. We just put it in our general fund.
Right.
But that is how they were able to break out when the due dates were for dollar amounts to support the program.
Yeah.
Yes, you're correct.
I would prefer not to pay anything for the first quarter. Lastly, my last comment is that when they're talking about the relationship of the commission to NUI, it says the commission shall serve as a body designed to assist and advise the executive director of BCI on issues relating to NUI policy, program, and content distribution.
Items B and C shows that the commission oversees the county functions, but here it says they're an advisory committee. Why isn't the commission an overseer of the executive director and his group?
I believe because the executive director is directly accountable to the board. I think that's how it was initially. I'm not saying that I'm 100% sure on that, but when they came and talked to us, that's basically the structure they had told us at the time. That we could oversee process and production of content, but that accountability for the program was laid at the feet of Brian, who in turn was to report to Troy.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Has our village attorney reviewed this agreement?
Yes, he has.
Okay. Just a comment. Knowing Trustee Dennis's background on this, I trust that his knowledge of the program has been fully reviewed, and I certainly do trust his opinion on it.
And Dennis is pretty much the majority of what's come out of this has been all stuffified, if you prefer. I mean, he's gone through all of it. Said yes, no, you're going to have to change that. Yeah, I'm thinking that's not a good idea. Or this is great, why don't we do this? And they were open to his ideas and suggestions as well. So,
okay. If this does pass, I would ask that you share with the executive director our concerns and our enthusiasm for getting something up and running very, very quickly. Any other discussion? We have a first and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Thank you for your work on that commission, Mr. Trustee Dennis. Action, or number seven, action regarding ordinance 2016-2, amending section 100-09 of chapter 100, organization of the village, and section 424-3, landmarks and historic preservation relating to the makeup of the Historic Preservation Committee. Do I have a motion on this?
I'll move to approve.
Motion made by Trustee Genrich, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. For the audience's benefit, that motion was to add one member from the board to the Historic Preservation Committee to serve alongside our citizen volunteers. Item number eight, use of excess stadium tax funds, survey questions. We will invite Mr. Lang to educate us.
Well, we've had this item on the agenda several times. We've had one official notice that went out as a public listening session or a public hearing, not a public hearing, a public gathering to get together the ideas from the residents. But I think we need to take it a little bit further yet and put together a SurveyMonkey or there's the Google. Google survey to allow the residents to really participate a little bit more. Therefore, it's giving a much broader or a more defined idea of what the residents would really like to see these funds go for. The city of De Pere did this, and they ended up with 300 responses, which I suppose that's not terrible, about 10%. I suppose that's probably what we'll be looking at is anywhere from the 10 to 20%. But keeping the questions simple so they're not misleading is always a trick. So I think sticking with what the peer put together was I thought, very well done. It was simply asking how would you like the stadium tax excess funds used, debt payments, economic development, property tax relief, a combination of debt payments, economic development, and property tax relief, or other, and then simply just ask whether if they're a resident, and if so, what is their street address? You could just say, what street are you on? so you can stay a little bit anonymous. In doing so, because not everyone is online, does not receive our email blasts that we put out, and does not receive some of those communications that we do via the internet, probably look at also sending out a postcard directing the residents to either go online or have some available here at the Village Hall that they could fill out. So there would be an expense to doing a direct mailing. You know, if you figure 5,500 homes, just for simple math, if it was cost you 50 cents, it's, I know it's less than that, but you know, you're around $2,700, if my simple math is right. So it's an expense that we do not have budgeted for, but I think it's well worth getting the information out in front of the public.
1925.
Okay. And 35 cents.
That's based on 35 cents. And on the out of the options, one of them is other. Would that be a box where they could type?
Correct.
Any comments or anything in as well?
Just like when we had the night we had several residents come up to speak. You had anywhere from park projects to sidewalks to trails. I mean, there was a variety of different things. So.
Okay. So in terms of for a motion, we're looking for a motion to approve staff create a survey and to fund the direct mail campaign.
Correct. And are these the questions you so choose to ask? Are there questions that you would feel that would be more appropriate? Again, it's we all know that surveys could be swayed one way or the other, so you're trying to stay as neutral as possible with your questions. And I think that's why I think DePere did a very nice job of what they did. It's very simple.
Do I have a motion on this item?
I'll move to approve. Spend the money and ask the questions. Let staff create final questions. Number two is kind of an assumption there. Are you a city of DePere in this case, or a Village of Alloway resident? But
I think it's a good question to ask, because if we're doing this direct mailing, you do have 501 addresses that spill into the city of Green Bay.
Okay.
That's a good question, I think, to probably ask. And I think DePere has the same scenario.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second? Trustee Dart, any discussion? Trustee Harris.
We'd also have, before the questions, four or five sentences explaining, just in case someone's not familiar, the village received $719,000 as a result of...
Correct. And I think if we're going to take the time and money to do direct mailing, it's an opportunity to maybe add a few other things that are going on in the village to educate the residents. So it's not going to cost us any more to do it that way.
Even to just add, give someone an opportunity to get onto the village email list.
That would
be a very good use as long as we're going that far.
And I also wrote down some seasonal reminders, so keeping grass up on the curb and not in, or leaves or whatever, not down in the gutter. So seasonal reminders to folks, as long as it's going out. Okay.
You know, one of the, I know City of Green Bay, there have been some suggestions that it goes to property tax relief. Would it be wise or prudent to ask, are you a property owner or a renter? Or do we, you know, because property tax relief is one thing, but people that rent pay sales tax and have contributed to that whole fund too. So it might just give us a little barometer. It's okay, you know, 60%, 50%, whatever.
Good question.
And I know you want to keep it simple, and I agree with that, so I want to make it complex. Would it make sense for us to add the last thing, like optional, name, email, in case, to be kept up to date, or kept up to date on what's going on, to join our mailing list?
You could do that optionally at the bottom of the survey, I mean.
Oh, add it to the survey?
Yeah, at the bottom of the survey. Absolutely. Optional. Name, email address. We'll keep you informed of what's going on. And add them to Debbie's growing email list, right? How many people do we have on there? Lots. Okay. We have a motion. We have a second. Any other discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Lang.
Thank you.
We are on number 9. Number 10. Action regarding Resolution 2016-13, thanking Wes Kornowski for his years of service on the Historic Preservation Committee. Do I hear a motion on this item? Trustee Dart.
Move to approve.
Wait a second. Trustee Green.
Second.
Any discussion? I would like to thank Mr. Kornowski. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. I will read the resolution. Be it resolved that the Village Board of the Village... That's Carol's. Be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to thank Wes Kornowski for serving on the Historic Preservation Committee since January 6, 2015, and to honor Mr. Kornowski with a resolution and certificate of recognition of his excellent service to the community. Passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway this third day of May 2016. Mr. Kornowski also serves on other village committees. He's a gentleman who likes to serve his community, and so we'd like to thank him. Item number 11, resolution thanking Leo Hetpes for his years of service on the Board of Review. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Harris. Do I have a second? Trustee Dart. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Read it. Be it resolved that by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to thank Leo Hetpes for serving on the Board of Review since May 4, 2004, and to honor Mr. Hetpes with a resolution and certificate of recognition of his excellent service to this community. Passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway this third day of May 2016. Unfortunately, Mr. Hetpes passed away this past week. So we'll keep him and his wife Karen and their family in our thoughts and prayers. Mr. Hetpes served the community in many different ways and on the Board of Review for 12 years. So we're very lucky to have folks like him, and we wish his family the best. Action item number 12, resolution 2016-15, thanking Carol Shibley for her years of service on the Board of Review. Be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway.
Oh. We have to do that.
Thank you.
I'll make that motion for you, Jim.
Do I have a motion on this item?
Second.
Trustee Dart, seconded by Trustee Green. All in favor, or discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Yeah. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Trustee Dart. Be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to thank Carol Shibley for serving on the Board of Review since May 1st, 2002, and to honor Ms. Shibley with a resolution and certificate of recognition of her excellent service to the community. Passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway this third day of May 2016. 14 years of service. Thank you very much. Action item number 13. We will take item 13. If there's no opposition to this, we'll take item 13A through K as one item. There's one motion. Do I have a motion?
I'll read what it is.
We're licenses to sell fermented malt beverages and intoxicating liquors from July 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2017. Do I have a motion on this item?
So right now you're just approving the Class B?
Correct.
Okay.
Trustee Harris?
So long as all the appropriate paperwork is completed, yes.
Seconded by Trustee Gennert. Any discussion?
I am assuming that all the paperwork and there aren't any problems.
No, they have paperwork to finish, but
okay.
And they turn it in.
Okay.
These are all renewals.
Okay. All signify are all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Class A fermented malt beverages and Class A liquor, items A through F. Do I have a motion on this item? A motion to approve, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Lastly, Class A fermented malt beverage and Class A liquor, cider only, for Condonoya. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green. Second. Trustee Genrick. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 14, action regarding request from Lorelei Inn, Inc. at 1412 South Webster Avenue for noise variance and to allow alcohol to be sold and served in their parking lot on September 23rd and 24th for their Oktoberfest celebration. Do I have a motion to this? Trustee Green has her pen waving.
Move to approve.
Do I have a second? Trustee Dennis. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
I didn't know if we understood where they're reconfiguring the band layout, so that which direction the noise would be headed. Did we get any feedback on that?
I was under the impression that the band would be facing south, sending music to the Lorelei.
Facing north, I think.
Facing north.
They had been facing east.
Yeah.
So now they're
not they had facing been east. The houses.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're facing the business, was my understanding.
Right.
Debbie? Smiling.
No, I'm not sure. I thought Jason was going to step over there and confirm.
Well, she says band set up on the south side of the parking lot.
You haven't had
north.
Okay. We can postpone it if you do have questions. It's not.
No, I see the note on the back when I had flipped through the packet reading through. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that note on the back. I understand it better now, so I'm good.
Okay.
There you go.
No Lorelei for you.
And there wasn't any problem last year with closing the street? Okay.
No, and I don't believe we've ever had a problem with the Lorelei, have we? They're very good about cordoning off and bouncers and tickets. And they even give free tickets to the surrounding neighbors and invite them to participate. And yeah.
For the benefit of the members of our audience, this has been an event for the last several years, I know. And it's a great community event, but it's also an event that raises a lot of money for our area nonprofits. Over the last several years, they've donated over $20,000 worth of gate receipts to different nonprofits here in Alloway. So thank you to the Lorelei for that. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Number 15 is 16.
Mm-hmm. Skipped.
Yeah. Okay. Number 15 is skipped. Number 16, action regarding ordinance 2016-03, amending section 23-06. And Chapter 23, Regulation of Fermented Beverages and Intoxicating Liquors. Ms. Bainham, would you fill us in on this?
Okay, at our last meeting, we approved a liquor license for Quick Trip, and now we just need to include that in our ordinance as a Class A license.
Do I have a motion? Trustee Harris.
Question for the motion. What's the reasoning behind going to 8 and 7 as opposed to 10 and 9 or some other number?
Past practice has been to put whatever we have issued in our ordinance.
Okay.
So if you'd like to set it at a set level, you're welcome to change it.
So just trying to understand the process.
Do I have a motion on this item?
Trustee Genrich. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 17, request from Calvin Nelson to allow him to keep hens. Mr. Nelson is here, I am guessing. Hello, yes. Mr. Nelson.
Hi.
If there's no opposition, I'll suspend the rules and invite Mr. Nelson to address the board. Mr. Nelson, would you like to come and share with us what you're looking to do?
A little taller, so. Calvin Nelson on 110 Woodview Lane. Just looking to get permission from the board to keep the hens in my backyard. I have a neighbor now. I've lived at that location for the last 9 years. And I came down and talked to Debbie about it. I sent a letter to her asking for permission. We had a good relationship, and then all of a sudden, in the last 5 years, it kind of just dropped off to the point where we really don't communicate anymore. I see her outside, and then she just come in the backyard and say hello, and it's kind of just one day it stopped. She thought I was her son, and I said, no, I'm not your son. I'm your neighbor, Calvin. I've lived here 5 years. And just kind of got confused about it. So I sent her a letter asking for permission, and I said, if you have any concerns, please feel free to write them in there. I'm just looking for a response from you because she won't talk to me. So then I didn't hear anything back. I sent that on March 7th. I came down and spoke to Debbie, and then I sent a certified letter. I have the receipt from the certified letter with me. Still haven't heard a response, so now I'm coming to you guys asking for permission. I live on a corner lot. She's the only neighbor that I have that's adjoining, and it's like a little under a half acre lot. In the letter that I wrote her, I told her I would keep them all the way over on the opposite side towards Webster Street if it is a nuisance to her. I talked to her son-in-law. Her son is probably in his 50s, 60s. Cuts most of the yards on Woodview Lane. So, he informed me that she's not going to sign it. She's just used to how things used to be. And he tried to explain to her that he has customers that have chickens in their yard. He cuts in Green Bay. He's like, this is just what people do now. She's like, I don't care. It's not what I want. That's not how Alloway is. We don't do that type of thing. So I'm looking for help from you guys.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. Nelson?
How many chickens or how many hens are you going to have?
The limit, according to the bylaws, is 4. I have one dog. It's a small dog, so I would request for 3. I grew up on a dairy farm. We had chickens, turkeys, pigs, cows, and bees. So I'm used to that.
The bees we might work with.
As long as they're on village property by our pond.
And only one.
I saw that in the last meeting. I was looking through the notes. So.
I would think just the way our ordinance reads, in order for us to do anything, we'd have to change the ordinance that requires your neighbor's consent. I don't know how else that could be done.
Right. And I would actually highly suggest we do that, because the reason we had that in our original ordinance was because it was a pilot program. and we wanted to see how it went for the first couple of years. The problems we've had have not been with the people coming for permits. The problems we've been having are with people who just
don't bother.
They don't have coops, or they just get their chickens. So that was one of those. It's kind of like when we were talking about the beekeeping ordinance. Let's try it this way this year, and let's see where it goes. That's how the hen ordinance started. It actually took us 3 years to get the hen ordinance passed because it was an education time. But now that we've had them within the village for a while, at least it would be my assertion that we bring this back and actually remove that provision. Nothing else from the ordinance. You can still only have, you know, 4 animals per lot. They have to be cooped. You know, all of those other things in place that make them neighborhood friendly. But I would suggest we do that, because you are not the only resident who would be hamstrung by a neighbor who, for whatever reason, you just...
I get where you're coming from.
You've got a unique situation.
Yeah. My other side portion of that is she is now no longer living at the house.
Right, yeah.
She moved to, not assisted living, like retirement living, I don't remember exactly where, and that's when her son came over. That's the first time I've ever talked to him. So he informed me that the house will go up for sale. She's not moving back, because it was a 5-bedroom house with a 90-year-old lady living by herself. So.
Okay, any other questions for Mr. Nelson?
I was just going to say, this isn't the only situation like this. That's why I see the neighborhood provision is more of an impediment at this standpoint than what we originally intended it to be for its trial period. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion on this item?
I would move that we bring the ordinance back next meeting for a discussion on removal of the provision regarding neighborhood or neighbor approval. That was the original intent of the ordinance, so I just think it's time that we bring that back.
Okay. Trustee Dart, second?
I'd like to second that.
So seconded. Any discussion? Mr. Genrich?
If we do that, that delays getting the hens. Mm-hmm. What does that do to your schedule? Is that... you've made efforts to get approval and...
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, I was hoping to get approved tonight. I understand that there's a process that needs to happen. It's been going on for like 3-4 months for me trying to get it in here, and I work a second shift job at St. Norbert, so I had to take off of work to come down for the meeting. So...
I don't think we have a formal appeals process where we can actually do anything about this. Otherwise, I would love to, because that would be a
really
good deal.
I think we just need to make sure we follow the process, and we'll do our best to make sure it follows as quickly as possible.
All right. Thank you.
And you've come to the board. I don't think you should have to take another
night off
to come visit with us.
That's a burden.
You're welcome to send in the other information to Debbie that you like.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Can we get that on the next agenda?
Absolutely. Okay, we have our hands. Item number 18, action regarding Bell and Run Entertainment Stations. Mr. Clark, could you fill us in, please?
Yes. This is the annual 10K Bell and Run event, and every year they provide entertainment throughout the course. There is a representative from Bell and here to answer any questions if the board has any regarding the entertainment stations.
Does anyone on the board have any questions? Would you like to come join us?
I would love to.
Thank you. Could you state your name and address, please?
Linda Maxwell, 4441 Wyandotte Trail.
Thank you, Linda. Trustee Genrich.
Not so much about the entertainment, but I know there was some pushback last year about the residents located, I think, over in this neighborhood that were feeling quite landlocked for a couple of hours. The route is pretty much the same as it's always been, though, isn't it?
It is, and we're working to make sure that when we do our neighborhood notification that we've been communicating back and forth with Brad over the last couple of days, where we're going to have more detail in the notification, because even though in the past we had that information on the website, people aren't always going to look at it. So we're trying to work on something where they know what it is right away when they receive it, but also there might be some things right at their hand. So we're working on that right now and getting a draft over. So, and we did we addressed the one gentleman's issues a couple of meetings ago, but again, we'll have lots of options for people, and we're doing our best to try to address the few people who every year do have issues, to make sure that they can get where they need to go in a timely manner.
That's a great event. It's been going on all this 40th annual.
40 years.
Wow. Pretty impressive.
So has all the members of the board been to run it?
We'll see.
You can walk too. It's a huge walking event, or volunteer. We're always looking for volunteers. Any other questions?
No, we haven't had any problems with entertainment with Bellin, have we?
Not years. There was only one time about 10 years ago, and nothing since.
Lynn's not allowed to run anymore. So.
Yeah.
Certainly the participants enjoy the music and the variety and all that.
Yeah.
Adds a lot to it, so.
It does. Fun stuff. And we try to keep the volume down and have it in a set period of time, so we have all that same process in place.
Yeah, they've been very respectful in the neighborhoods. And the music's awesome when you're running. Mm-hmm.
Glad to hear it.
And I saw the spreadsheet or the list on the back with the times when certain areas will be blocked off.
Mm-hmm.
Will the residents be informed of that?
Is that the road closures?
Yes. Okay.
And normally when we just sent the postcard, we weren't able to, fit a lot of information on there. And again, we wanted to direct them to the website, but we will be putting a little bit more detail into kind of a fold-up pamphlet, so that they have it right at their fingertips.
Great.
And that'll not only contain road closure times, but that'll contain parking lots that they can go park their cars in, correct?
Yes.
You're going to accommodate?
Which include the parking lot over here, the one up at the top of the hill, and the Roosevelt lot.
Yeah. But any assistance getting to those for our disabled?
We will have a contact information, a contact number, so that people, we will have a golf cart if people need to get to where they have to go. In the past, I think people are really used to it, and they know it's very short term, and they make their plans, but we certainly want to accommodate anyone who isn't able to travel that distance. And if they park in the lot up the hill, it's a very short time before they can get out. Because
I know. I live right here. I get it. But then our other concern that we had residents coming in with was 911 calls. What if they are down the end of the street, it's the middle of the race, and there's a 911 call, and how is that handled?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we have on this pamphlet we're going to put in, saying, we have a coordinated plan, because obviously we do have a coordinated plan. If there's a 911 call, that trumps anything, and we have that coordinated. But just to alleviate those fears, we will include that. That's one of the things we have listed in this
pamphlet.
It's
communication. It's getting it out. Because otherwise people just don't know how that's handled. And I think that causes more anxiety than anything sometimes. It's just, what happens if? And so, So thank you for putting those in there.
Okay.
When do you expect the mailing to go out?
The mailing will go out, let me think. We try to get it there about 2 weeks before. So we'll drop it. Our plan, I had to talk to Brad, our plan was we were going to do it all in one mailing, but we've decided just as of today, probably better if we send a postcard about the neighborhood. There's going to be a neighborhood concert the week before. So it was really Brad's suggestion that, maybe we kind of keep these things separate. So that will be a real... a postcard that's real, flashy. It's an invitation to a party. And then the one that relates to the road closure and all the information about the race weekend will be a separate mailing.
Okay, great.
So
I Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
One more thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We had last time when the folks were here, the possibility of posting small signs along the route saying, you know, Webster Avenue from Mason Street or whatever, 4 a.m. to, on like telephone poles, just a sheet of paper that you put up there so people can see it that says, you know.
I will have to readdress that with the group. I don't know the answer to the question.
Like a trail marker or something, just say the time.
I wonder about even on the barricades, because the barricades come the night before.
Yeah, telephone poles, I don't think they would.
Yeah, I don't think we can't put them on. You know, there's that fine line there between having just another thing that we that is, you know, gonna glitter and all that kind of stuff to make sure that our signs that are posting aren't, you know, causing other issues. But I will. I'll ask the group, the operations team, about
that.
That
was something we discussed last time they were here. So I'm just curious what.
Okay.
We've not heard anything, and that was one of the things.
So you're thinking it would be like a yard sign or just a piece of paper, sort of.
It's whatever you guys decide to put in a prominent place so that people can look and say, "Oh, the street's going to be closed from 7:45 to 9:15 a.m." I mean, people can't complain then.
Yeah.
I mean, the signs there. They will complain.
Well, now even the mailing list has been sewn up because there were some deficits in the mailing list. So hopefully, between all of these things.
Yeah, and we do have signs saying, you know, that's on the route. So I will bring that back to the operations.
Thank you.
Nice job. I would recommend on those signs, if you're going to put them out, is to simply put where you have all the no parking signs, those particular streets. Just it'll take a little bit more of a coordinated effort, but just on those signs, indicate when the street will be closed. No parking, street closed from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then whatever other street. Just trying to simplify for you guys. Done a fantastic job. Welcome in this community. 40 years. Very few complaints. Hats off to you.
Thank you.
Okay, do I have a motion for the approval of the proposed entertainment and noise variance for the Bell and Run?
So moved.
Trustee Harris, I have a second. Trustee Green, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 19, action regarding noise variance permit request from Alloway Optimist Club to allow music at Green Isle Park during Alloway Fest on June 12, 2016. Do I have a motion on this item?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Trustee Dennis. Do I have a second? Trustee Green, any discussion? Not a big deal.
Been going on for years.
Been going on for years. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 20, resolution in support of the use of excess sales tax revenue collected by a local professional football stadium tax district for creating concept design for the redevelopment of the Webster Avenue and St. Joseph Street intersection located in the village of Alloway to promote economic development. If there is no concern of the board, I will lift the rules to invite Mr. Matuszak to address the board. Come on up, sir.
All right, Matuszak, 2680 South Webster Avenue. How do I get this up? I mean, coming down here all the time. And allow me to digress for just a moment. The band at the Lorelei stays at the western end of the parking lot and plays outdoor. I might also add, since I've seen more than one of you at high school, they have Wurzburger Hofbrauhaus on tap, which I drank quite a bit of between 9 to 51 and 53. Sport with me.
Clarence, could you push that mic? Could you push that mic just a little bit further away from you? And I think that might stop that buzzing.
Ten acres?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I'm just making sure you're here.
Well done.
As the consultant, I'm going to digress a little bit from a case in point, but it's related, okay? I have a concern about the number of consultants we hire. We have a sophisticated, educated staff. Yet it seems every time I do something and want to do something, it's a little out of the routine, we hire a consultant. I've not talked to Trevor about this. I would think that he would be capable of coming up with some plans. I'm questioning whether it's even the right time to do it or whether it should be done at all when it's being proposed. It might be premature. I don't see anything in the immediate future regarding that intersection. So that's the first concern. And related to that, there's been several consultants used recently, which I felt were a waste of money. When you did the administrative research, I think I could have done 60-80% of that at no cost to the village, and just as well, although you hired the right consultant, you got a good one. I know that. But we got Brad anyhow, so it might be worth it all in all. Recently, at a wage compare study, I think Claire would have been capable of doing that. I used to do it. I don't think I have to hire a consultant or something like that. Public Works continues to use consultants. And I have an office suggestion, and this is off track from the agenda item, but they insist that they have one consultant's technicians that's extremely valuable. And my question is that valuable? Have Clara and Brad researched the last 2-3 years how much we paid for that particular technician? We might be better off to hire him. Steal him away rather than what we're doing. So, anyhow. That's my concern. then I have, unlike the, I remember I didn't bring one.
I've got your name written down.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Trevor, is the request still the request, or have things changed a little?
Well, the scope is a little different than what is in the packet there. It is the intention for Greg to also include the design of Webster Avenue extending north to Beaupre and south to about 200 feet.
Okay.
South about 200 feet.
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Careful what you ask for.
So the scope will change slightly to include that intersection in more detail. And with that, the cost will increase slightly. I have not received that new scope from Grave yet. So it certainly could be tabled until the next meeting. This request is just the next stage in the corridor study. The corridor study obviously not only identified what residents want, what kind of development residents want, what the market can support, but they also identified where those developments could take place and strategies to get there. This is one of those strategies. It's been shown that facelift to the community will attract development. I look at public infrastructure as kind of your elevator pitch. Someone gets off on 172, they're driving to the hospital, they see Alway, and they have that first impression, and you have that amount of time to kind of sell them in the community and get them either to locate their business here or to move here as residents. So that's really what we're looking at doing with this, is creating a space at Webster Avenue, St. Joseph intersection, while St. Joseph Street is being reconstructed.
So what would the deliverable be of that study?
It would be a plan that we would, a conceptual design that we could then start basing engineering plans off of and collecting cost estimates from.
And
Does that visualization include the businesses on that corner, or is it strictly infrastructure?
It would strictly be infrastructure.
There would be enough detail from their proposal to develop the engineering and cost estimates. That's what they're proposing.
To begin, yes.
Okay, but it would contain the information, enough information that we could get it from there. There wouldn't have to be more done.
Correct.
Okay. And then the other thing, if I can keep going, sorry. I understand they need to have a kickoff meeting, but I didn't see anything with regard to a timeline of how long this would take. I know that's one part, and then I've got a couple other concerns with the cost itself.
Sure.
But have they said anything with regard to the timeline?
They have not, but I have told them that, expressed to them that we are kind of sensitive on the timeline because St. Joseph Street, portions of St. Joseph Street will be reconstructed in the fairly near future. Engineering probably should be begin sooner rather than later, as well as budgeting for whatever gets put in place. Whatever it's recommended.
Trevor, do you remember how much we paid to Greg to do the first phase one?
60.
Is it about in the 60. Upper 50s? About 60?
About 60,000.
65,000, wasn't it?
I think you're about there.
Okay. Because I'm just, my concern with the dollar amount is if this group has already done the work on the corridor study, and part of their idea was this Arboretum Trail, we'd be giving them an extra 15% just to add on to a small portion of what they've already done.
Right.
So I just, that's where I've got a little bit of concern when I saw the dollar amount involved and, in essence, giving it to a company that's already done the work, or done quite a bit of the work.
We could certainly advertise to other consultant groups, but speaking with the Public Works Department, this was a pretty competitive bid.
I would guess that someone else would have to charge more, since they would not have access to what Grafe already has created in the surrounding areas. I think Mr. Matuza makes a great point about the cost of consultants, and we certainly need to look at that, but you also buy a lot of credibility when you get a professional, not that Trevor's not professional, but when you get a professional engineering firm to sort it all out, and that figure seems pretty reasonable for a corner that's pretty important.
It is an important corner. Trevor, but since we haven't decided really anything that should come out of that tax revenue, that concerns me a little bit. But is there, I don't know, have we had a financial update on the TIF district, or is there money in the TIF? Instead of using this revenue, the sales tax revenue, could we look at that?
This would be a TIF eligible expense. There are funds available in there.
I'd hate to start spending that money before we got the survey.
Sure.
Because you can start like just, oh, well, this is just a little bit, and then this is just a little bit, and then pretty soon there's no bit left.
Village boat.
And Craig?
Can I offer a thought on this? I have been encouraging Trevor to look at this and bring this forward from the standpoint of and that's not in this original scope, and we asked them to revise the scope to reflect this. This is the opportunity to prepare the concept of how you want Webster to look so that when we do our next project, we can interface with it, and then you can consider as part of the stadium funding options and our future reconstruction projects, you can consider doing some improvements in that area to make that downtown business district look the way you would like it to look in the future. So this really will give you the concept so you can see what it is you really like to do in the future in that business development area. That's really the key thing that would come out of this. And That's really why you need that firm that specializes in that conceptual development, because they've done this in multiple places, and then they can come up with the options and the best fit for you. So this gives you the opportunity as a board to look at it and say, that's what we want it to look like. And I think that's important, because that's not something that we can do, but then that gives us the tool that we need, so you can decide to move forward and do some development in that area, and you know what it's going to look like, and we know what has to be built. That's my two cents on it. That was part of the thought process behind this.
So, Craig, with envisioning what that district would look like, do you envision that plan to also include what the businesses along that route would look like?
I think a lot of the businesses were already identified, but this could add some definition to what they would look like, yes, the architectural concepts. And I think what you get out of this is, what does the sidewalk, the boulevards look like? What does the street look like? What about the treatment that would be provided, landscaping, trees, you know, that type of thing, the architectural look of the area? That's really what you're looking for here. That's your seed project for Webster for the long term. That's my thought on it. I think that's what it gets us.
Well, and I love the idea of seeing something visually. My concern about that corner is that we have existing businesses. And if those businesses don't want to do anything, what good is the design going to do us?
You do have some open lots there. So there, you know, if those property owners are amenable to development, which is part of the process you need to go through to determine that, then you have that opportunity to create that architectural style on those open sites. The facilities that are already there, the buildings that are already there, they're going to have to be fit into whatever that style is, which is part of what these people would look at. How can that be done? What it would look like? So, yeah, it's a difficult question to answer, but that's part of why you look at it.
Okay. It would also, like, just to reiterate Craig's point, it would also set the stage for what the rest of Webster will eventually look like as well. So it really goes beyond just that intersection. Goes. Their plane is from Beaupré to the Associated Bank there. But really, we can use this plan and then carry that further north to the village limits and then further south to about Holloway Avenue, probably.
And by adding a couple of hundred feet, does that add a lot of work to the project? I mean, for example, if it goes to Beaupré, can't we do the entire Webster Corridor streetscape, or is that not worth doing?
It's just a way to cut down on the cost.
Well, you know, we've got the big, huge purvey at Clinic, so there's actually not much infill that can go on there at all on that end, but across the street to the diocese is what I see them having to work on more than the east side. The east side of Webster is pretty already done with the purvey at Clinic right there in Webster, but are you talking mainly across the street would be the extra work? Where the diocese property was and where the bigger lot that Quick Trip had originally proposed there was Quick Trip on?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike, once again, I love the idea. I also don't want to spend the money. And I remember the diocese reaction when we did the original one, and they weren't happy that we're designing stuff on their property. So if we spend that money, are we once again wasting that money? So that's why I asked, are we doing the definition of what we want the buildings to look like, or is it really the streetscape, the boulevard itself, the sidewalks, terraces, trees, lighting, that sort of thing? Because if it does include buildings, I think we have to engage the people in those four corners into a discussion and saying, this is what we're thinking about doing, guys. Do you want to join in? You know, you want to have that discussion.
Mr. President, I would like to see that we have an update on what funds are in the TIF account.
Okay.
So that we have a better idea of how we appropriately apportion those funds.
Okay. Can we put that on the next agenda? Okay, well, I will make a motion that, especially because we don't have a quote that is in line with what the work
that's going to be done is that we just table this until next meeting if we have the proposal. Do I have a second?
Can we get a ballpark timeline with the new proposal as well, please? I didn't know if we were looking at a 2-month project or a 6-month project. I'm not looking for a specific day of the month type of thing. Just a better handle on that, please.
Sure. Okay, we have a motion seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion?
Just a question. The apartment complex proposed for St. Joe's in Riverside, is that still kind of going forward? I know there were some questions about how they would place sidewalks and or trail connections in there. Would this help with that?
It would.
Okay. Because that's a significant development if it goes through.
And along those lines, Trevor, do we have any idea how much of the proposal at $7,500 would have been related to the trail versus the intersection? Or are they just all in
there? Can I answer that? $7,500 would cover the trail and portion of Webster that St. Joseph crosses.
Okay. So it's really the trail.
Right.
Okay. Trustee Atwood, did you have?
Nope.
Okay. Good. Any other questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Mr. President, I know that we have a Cub Scout here today, a Boy Scout, I beg your pardon, sir, and that you're here observing our process. I would like if you come forward and just identify yourself. I know this is out of order, and I have to ask your permission to do it. I am always out of order, Mr. President. To come forward and introduce yourself and tell us why you're here, and then to get home
Thank
and finish
you.
Up your homework and get to bed.
Thank you. Hi, could you give us your name and address, please?
My name is Josiah Feldhausen. I live at 260 Arbor Lane.
Hello, Josiah. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Thanks for joining us. What are you here for?
I am here to help with my citizenship and the community merit badge.
Oh. And what do you have to do for that?
I need to come to one of these meetings and describe some of the things that we're talking about here and write one of the topics discussed on the meeting down on a notes packet that I have.
Well, I wish we knew that before. We'd be more professional in our meeting. So did you learn anything from this meeting?
Yes, I learned a lot about the community and how we are progressing as one as Alloway.
Very good. Do you have any questions for us?
No, not really.
No? Well, Josiah, thank you very much for joining us. Don't be a stranger. You can come back, okay, and learn more about us.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Dennis. Okay, where are we?
Twenty-one.
Action regarding Public Works minutes dated April 14th, 2016. If there's no opposition, Mr. Matuszak would like to address the board.
You already know who I am, where I live. Two things. I think you made a motion at that meeting about renting a school. I hope in that context that they never used to charge us here, so maybe we can work on that you don't have to rent some person not available.
Okay.
The other thing, I forgot to say last time that I hadn't been complimentary the last couple of meetings. No, I'm not going to be.
You can sit down.
Regarding the sidewalks on Millot, it says was requested. It doesn't say who requested. There's no indication what is the cost and no indication of who's going to pay for it. And finally, I think there may have been a misstatement. It referred to the last phrase, the Langley School. I think they meant resurrection. Because now it's...
Thank you.
Can I have those three questions answered?
You can.
You are correct. It was Resurrection, not Langlade.
Okay.
Who made the request? The folks second door from the corner is my recollection. And Craig, the estimated cost would be, I thought you said, was it $4,500?
Well, we included in the public works budget $10,000 this year for small sidewalk replacement. This is probably in the neighborhood of $7,500.
$7,500? Yeah. Okay. So, Clarence, there was money in the budget for sidewalk continuation type projects?
Yeah.
And this.
What, there's no, again, there is no popular participation?
Correct.
Because
at
the school.
I address that issue. That's reader. Much more of a first. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, do I have a motion on this item?
Move to
Trustee Genrich moves to approve. Seconded by Trustee Green. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
Craig, are you aware of any other minor sidewalk projects that could take place in 2016?
There's two things we do with sidewalks. One is we do repairs. We budget $10,000 a year for that, and we use all of that money to do patchwork and repairs as we do the survey around the village. This is the first time that we put money in the budget to replace sidewalk. I have at least a half a dozen locations where we need to do that around the village. They're all little pieces, one or two lots. For some reason, they were never constructed, so we thought it would be a good idea to begin doing that. This would be the only piece we would put in this year. We're just going to do, propose one segment every year just to kind of fill in the gaps.
So the $10,000 that's in the budget is actually for additions. It's not the periodic replacements that you
right.
say.
It's for okay. the new sidewalk additions,
okay.
yes.
So this wouldn't eat up the area for repair?
No, that's a separate item.
Okay, thank you.
Since it is school-related, safe routes to schools, money available, not available?
Not for something this size. No,
not minor.
These are too small to consider for safe routes. Correct. But these are all on school routes.
Right.
But they're just too small. Okay. And plus, we're a recipient now. We have our hands full getting the project done that we have to do, let alone trying to tackle another one. And we would not be considered for another one anyway, as long as we have one in hand. But in the future, again, yeah, I'm sure.
Trustee Hart?
The trees. Did the trees come into play here?
Mm-hmm. We're going to go around the trees.
We'll go around the trees?
We should be able to go right through the center. Right between the trees.
Right through the center of the trees.
There's a whole redwoods.
You know, we work with the one property owner, not with the other. Since this is the first time we're doing this, the approach we're taking is for the board to say, yes, we want to go ahead and do this, then we'll go take care of the details. If there's an issue with the property owner or something, well, then we'll have to come back to the board or do something different. But I don't think there will be because the two property owners have communicated on this, so I think it'll work out fine. But we didn't want to go contact the property owners without knowing that, yes, we want to go ahead and start doing these kinds of things.
So do we know if the folks on the corner have been talked to about this?
It's our understanding the two neighbors have talked about it.
Okay.
We haven't talked direct with that person.
Okay. I would ask if this is approved that we don't go put a sidewalk in without their.
Yeah.
And I know we won't. One comment I have regarding the funding of public information meeting for street reconstruction project. For our audience's benefit, we want to hold, the Public Works Committee is interested in holding public information sessions to better educate our residents on our public works activities, whether it be streets or sewers, water, but to as we know, it's quite complex, and we have lots of different groups involved, so we just want to start a program like this where we continue to, or really start to educate our community on our great infrastructure, our aging infrastructure that we have here in Illinois. Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 22, Ordinance 2016-04, amending Section 6.11, beekeeping to restrict the number of beekeepers and hives per parcel. Continuation of our discussion from last time. We'll call him the bee man, Mr. Roberts.
One of the staff members actually asked how many people we're going to allow per parcel, and we didn't have it in the ordinance, so we just changed it added that we're only going to allow one person per parcel with three hives. So we just changed that so we don't have any people are out there. And we have five locations, so you have a maximum of five people, 15 hives, and they're pretty far apart from each other. So.
Okay. Did you hear that? Okay. Do I have a motion on that? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Tom. I'll talk really loud. Keep in mind that per Steve, and I'm going to mess up your last name, I'm sorry. So per Steve, we are going to revisit this again in January to tweak, and at that point we can look at, you know, how did it go, can we add more, what are other locations. The hope is eventually to get into being able to allow it in neighborhoods. So it's these smaller progressions that we're looking at taking. So I hope that's your intent, because that's kind of what my intent was, is to introduce it, get that the idea that it's a good thing, it's not a bad thing.
Very much like hens.
Just like hens.
Okay, do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Harris.
Did you? To suspend
if it's
the
okay
rules,
with the board, we'll suspend the rules and invite Steve up
say something.
To address.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Steve Hupfer, H-U-P, F-E-R.
Hupfer.
Hupfer. Thank you. The other day, Brad and I discussed and actually physically examined all the locations, and we came up with four. Yeah, so I'm unaware of the fifth. And restricting this to one beekeeper per site means you're going to have a total of five beekeepers within the village. And there's no language that discusses how you're going to pick those five. If by chance there's 20 people that all want to become beekeepers, is it the first five that sign up for it, or is it a random deal? And then because they're animals and they live through, hopefully, the following year, if there's any new beekeepers and there's no open slots or availability, that means you're always going to end up with that same set of people, so you're really kind of putting some people off until there's that open slot someplace. And I see that as being somewhat of an issue. I wanted to write a better way of maybe addressing that new language that just showed up within since last meeting that I wasn't aware of, and just by happenstance I came across it. And I thought to myself, maybe I should suggest a different sentence structure to that and allow you to make up that wordage. So my suggestion was that no one village-owned parcel to exceed five honeybee hives and not to exceed three honeybee hives per permit holder per site. That will allow a greater sampling of what's going to happen within the village rather than just having a basis off of five. Those five people are going to set the precedence for the entire village for the continuance of the program if it continues on. And I'm just not comfortable with allowing five people to choose my destiny as a good beekeeper. And I'm not sure how to get around that part, but I see that as being the kind of a linchpin.
So could you repeat your sentence structure?
I'll say it again. My sentence says, no one village-owned parcel to exceed five honeybee hives and not to exceed three honeybee hives per permit holder per site.
So that's allowing two permit holders on one site. One has three and one has two. Yes.
it could go that way, but it could also mean that there could be five individual permit holders that have access to the one site.
And how many hives apiece?
A maximum of three per permit holder per site.
So that means we could have 15?
15 is correct.
And right now, we're limiting it to how many hives per site, Britt?
Three.
Per permit holder.
That's a big difference.
Yeah. Do you have that many bad beekeepers? I guess I'm back to
that certification of those beekeepers.
Because I guess I'm just back to, if you've got that much concern that there's that many bad ones, I'm like...
I don't think the concern is that you have a quote-unquote bad beekeeper. I think his concern is limiting the number of people who can participate.
Mm-hmm. Right. But we've got a history of doing that as we pass new ordinances until the community gets educated, and then we open them up and then open them up. And then we've actually never had one we've constrained after we started it.
Steve, do you, in this first year, before we revisit it in January, do you confidently predict that you have more than five individuals that would be interested in doing this?
One of the things that I'm aware of, being the president of the Brown County Beekeepers Association, within our membership, there is a great interest to know what's going on here in Alloway. What I haven't really done a good job of is actually surveying what the public interest has been expressed to any of the village staff. If somebody has said, 20 people have contacted me, they're all interested in this beekeeping, I don't know that number.
When is your next formal meeting? Maybe you can get some feedback back to us. At that point, we could adjust and come up with specific wording.
Yeah, because right now I've only heard from one Alloway resident. How many have you heard from?
I've only heard of the one.
The one.
I would be one if it was a thing.
Okay, now we have two.
Three.
Do we have chickens and bees? Let me think.
It would be on his property.
Seems to be a lot of buzz about this.
Yeah.
I had to.
So, because I don't think anybody's intent is to limit the people who want to do it. So I don't want you to think that was correct. The intent. I don't think we've had an overwhelming... We haven't had 20 calls.
Yeah. So. My thought pattern was that this first year or these first several months that beekeeping is generally done is meant to be a survey of how to recreate or tweak the new sets of rules, possibly, that if you have a greater selectional, if you have the 15, that's obviously a better selection to make judgments and make regulations and such off of, rather than just basing it off of five. That's my thought.
Mark, did you have something?
Yes. Greg has brought before is right now we're just in certain areas. You know, we can expand later, but right now we're just looking at one area. We're not going to bring up a bunch of beekeepers in, boom, and try to, watch over them. We're looking at just one certain areas. Mm-hmm. If it works out good, we look at expanding. Because actually, I'm the one that's going to have to be enforcing this. I haven't went through any courses yet, learned anything about it. I've got to learn it myself. And that way, again, as I'm learning, again, if it looks, and Brad and everybody said, okay, let's get another spot, and then we can grow. But I think maintaining just five right now is just a good idea until we get a good grasp of what's going on.
So we are going, in our current ordinance, we're going to allow one beekeeper, three beehives at any one site. In five sites. Is there a concern from staff if we were to allow, still have a max of three per site, and to allow more than one beekeeper? So would staff be opposed to having, or the board be opposed to having two or three beekeepers per site, as long as we limit the number of hives? Does that make sense?
I can. In some scenarios, it might be a little difficult to have more than one individual, just based on the location and what's around it. But there are some others that there would be room. Longview Pond, very large chunk of land. And Steve and I have walked, we walk every site.
Okay.
And I learned a lot, except for, I would say, it's more sites we've walked.
Okay, you guys can count later. Okay.
But can we address that by saying, hey, Longview site could have two beekeepers and then at least add one? And then we could have six or five, whichever the number.
You know, I think given the fact that they're going to review this in January, then we just keep it what it is.
Keep it
Keep it simple right now. It seems to be pretty well worded. Everybody seems pretty comfortable with it. We've had you back. Is this the third time?
I've chosen to.
Okay. But my recommendation is let's just keep it simple. We'll review it in January. Yeah, let's see what happens.
And we've had a very successful history of doing this and starting, you know, smaller, seeing how it goes, and then opening things up. Because we've actually never had an unsuccessful one of these that I remember.
Okay, Mr. Bird?
So I'm going to second what Trustee Atwood said about let's just do, start out the way we are and gain some experience. But here's where I'm coming from. You know, we do burn those prairies. We do put some herbicides down from time to time to kill invasive species. We mow them every other, well, some of them we mow a couple times in the summer. So those things happen, and I think that has potential impact on these sites. So this kind of learning experience on both sides to make sure that it all fits and where they go. I think it's very workable. I think it's a great idea. But we got to make sure all the parts of this fit together.
Okay.
I know herbicides and things like that are a concern. So.
On flowering plants and trees only.
Okay.
Do we have an idea of how many hives per site are to be capable? I mean, how you walk it and you look at them.
Maximum? Are you saying maximum?
Sure. And just to know that the logistics of the land around it, what allows for successful beekeeping. One site may not be able to handle what a different site.
Correct. From the beekeeper standpoint, the sites that I have personally seen, I don't mean to scare you, but easily could handle 15 hives per site. I don't believe there'd be any issues with that. So I always allow the bees 3 years to tell me whether the area that I place them in or choose to place them in is good for them, and I can see that by what they accomplish in the year's time. And I give them 3 years to do that because the weather changes every year. They never know what's going to happen. So.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Hepford.
I'd like to make one other point for consideration in the future, and that is that anybody with a physical challenge, the way things are currently looking like they're going to play out, are going to have excess of burdens on their beekeeping experience. And it would be good if we could figure out how to allow them this hobby and privilege.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. President, there's a hand in the back of the room there as well.
So I just had a question I'd like to address. Is it the my name is Joe Harkins. I live on 804 Longview, and I do have a little bit of a mobility problem. But is it my question that it is the goal of the committee to eventually allow individual hobby-type beekeepers to have a hive in their own backyard?
I think it's the attitude of the staff and board that if it can grow to them, if it can become that, and we experience have a great experiences with it, I think that is the goal, isn't it? And we're just taking a step-by-step approach to get there. That's all.
I appreciate that. I just wanted to make sure we were looking at this.
Sure.
The gentleman that didn't needed more education, I believe the state has a hive inspector, and I'm sure he'd be more than happy to send an appointee to do any sort of inspection you would need on site.
Great.
I believe Brown County has a humane officer. I think in Green Bay, the humane officer does the permits for beekeeping.
Okay.
Just another resource that we could possibly bring into our office.
Great.
Thank you for allowing me to do that.
Thank you very much.
The state bee inspector will actually be in town on the third Wednesday of this month. So if you were to contact with him, maybe you could meet before or after he's scheduled to meet with us and our BPP association.
Okay, thank you.
Does he need to do a review of the sites?
It is not a mandatory, it's a volunteer.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion on this. Trustee Green.
I would move to adopt language specified by staff.
Do I have a second?
Trustee Dart.
Any discussion?
Can we double check exactly what the language is, please?
One beekeeper per site, up to 3 hives per site. We've got 5 sites specified according to Brad. So one beekeeper, so we have a total of 5 max, 3 hives each.
Any other discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, item number 23, maintenance of fences. Mr. Roberts.
So when did the menu, or the memo, excuse me, the memo, the current fence ordinance section has this maintenance of fences, this is fault, they've fallen down or whatever, need major repair. We're allowing residents 90 days. Currently, I have 3 fences down right now. That went down in December, wrote the people, gave them 90 days, so that's a quarter of a year. None of them fixed their fences. So I've written 2 citations so far. And the one I wrote the citation to, one of them still not done anything on the fence, and that's been a month ago. The other one actually tore the fence down, so they complied. That was after having to write a citation on it. The third person called and asked for an extension, which I gave her. And she's working with me, so right now she's getting ready to fix the fence, or she's in the process of fixing the fence. Problem is, we're giving people 90 days to sit there. It's like telling your kid, I'm staying in the corner, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And they're just taking advantage of it. They're not doing anything, so we've got an ugly fence laying on the ground, and nobody's fixing it for 90 days until I go back out there. We'd like to drop it down. I talked to the building inspector. He agrees, drop it to 30 days. We are willing to work with the people. We're not going to say, okay, that's it. You get a ticket. We can work with the people for whatever reasons. Like the one lady was insurance reason. More than happy to work with them for a major incident. But just let them know you got 30 days, but we'll work with you. The other one was the minor repair. We'll give them 30 days for minor repair. That's like the board falls down. Tell the person, you got to put the board back up, and they'll let it lay there for 30 days until you go back over there, threaten them with a ticket. Then we'll put the board up. So we'd like to drop that down to 15 days, so just shorten the time. It's not, we give plenty of time to do it. I mean, we'll work with the people if they've got, you know, circumstances where they can't fix it right away, monetary, whatever reasons. I think that would help us, and that way we can get the fences back in order like it should be.
I know for a minor repair you used the example of one board falling off a fence. Is that really against our ordinance, having one board missing off of your fence?
That's an example. That's just a minor repair.
What would be another example of a minor repair?
2 boards falling down.
Well, no, I... And
when does it become a...
Just to add 2 cents here.
I can't imagine us telling people that a board...
Jim, I think the board falling down, a missing board is one thing,
yeah.
But a board that's actually laying in the yard is another thing. Pick up the board.
Yeah. Okay. So they're not paying attention to our ordinance.
Correct.
We're giving them citations, and they're still not complying. So we have other issues as well, right?
Right. The one I wrote the ticket, I've got court on 2 of them Wednesday.
Okay.
Like I said, one complied, the other one
no. Okay. Thank you. Do I have a motion on this item?
I'd make a motion to approve it as written. I would like to see even something additional legally can be done if the village can go in and physically remove the fence and charge the homeowner for it if it's not handled within the prescribed time.
That would have to be rewritten as an abatement ordinance.
Which takes a whole other issue. I'd make a motion to approve it the way it is. It's currently written.
It'll come back as an ordinance to adopt.
Okay.
If you approve it.
Okay.
This concept.
Okay, do I have a second? Trustee Green. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Where are we? Item number 24, Neighborhood Services Cadet Manual. Mr. Roberts.
We see last time I brought up the memo about the change the cadet program to a change the cadet program to the neighborhood services cadet program, make it an internship, the minimum four cadets, where we'd have more structure over them, working more with the police department. Our patrol officers will actually have more control over the cadets. The manual was written. Deputy Baldwin took it over to the sheriff's department. The deputy chief and Captain Sandberg read it, approved it, sent it back, so that they had no problems with it. They liked it. So, copy for y'all to read. And any comments, suggestions, approval? I was at a meeting today at WTC talking to the whether it was the program there at WTC and explained to them we're having a meeting tonight and showed them the manual and explained to them what was going to go on. So I just keep them abreast of what's going on.
Okay. And when do you expect this program to start?
Once it's approved for the board.
Okay. So you're asking us to approve the program,
yes,
not just the manual, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Do I have a second? Trustee Applewood, he's closest. Any discussion?
Did it seem like we were going to get more participation this year? I mean, did you sense anything when you talked to them today?
I did see bigger classes today. I was talking to Mr. Flannery, and for some reason there seems like a better influx of cadets, and I was talking about we would be vetting a lot more than normally when we just had it. We said whoever came in, a couple questions, how you doing, and we let them on the cadet run. This would be more of a vetting process. He would assist with that, being his instructor there. He said, let me know. I worked with him pretty close about that. So the suggestion of which cadets would be probably more apt to work here full-time. And I haven't really worked up the questionnaire. I'm going to do a different questionnaires than what I did. Like I said, we want to do more of a vetting than we did the first time, make sure that we get more qualified cadets that would stay the entire course. And just a little bit better quality.
Excellent.
And we're intending to pay these folks, right?
Yes.
And what's the rate that we pay them?
I think it's $7.50 an hour. So whatever the intern, and the basic intern paid.
We know the total budget for the program? Or?
No, I haven't withdrawn it. It was the four cadets for 6 months, it was 2,000 something. I had over 100.
I think it said not to exceed $2,500.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item number 25. Action regarding appointment of Clarence Matuszak to the Board of Appeals as the first alternate. Mr. Matuszak, who has been a member of our community for a very long time and involved with our community for over 30 years, right?
Almost 50.
Loves to give his input at village board meetings, which is very well received.
Never heard of the guy.
And recently offered or volunteered to be part of the Public Works Committee and has been appointed to that. Has also offered to act as the first alternate on the Board of Appeals Committee. And do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Mr. Genrich moves to approve. Do I have a
second?
Seconded by Trustee Atwood. All in favor, or any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much, Mr. Matuszak. Okay. So item number 26, we will take 26A through 26D as one item,
except for the operator's license, we are going to strike Donna Thornston from the list as she has taken a job or her job duties get in the way. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Do I have a motion to move into closed session, convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.851C, considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance of evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility, specifically 6-month orientation of Ms. Malik?
So moved.
So moved by Trustee Harris, seconded. Trustee Genrich. All, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying.
We have to go back in time.
Roll call.
Here comes your procedure.
Wait.
Yeah, 1 second, please. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Okay. Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Dart.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Dennis.
Aye.
We stand closed.